Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season. Welcome to another version of Barbecue Nation right here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm your host, JT. It is getting towards the middle of summer. And if you haven't made your great barbecue decisions yet, we're going to help you do that today. Today, I've got a couple guests. First one is Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest. Andy's a friend of mine. He's a barbecue and sales consultant. We won't tell you the rest of the stuff he does. But anyway, he's a good guy, and he's going to be here. We're going to be talking about some barbecuing and some different grills and things. Plus, we're going to have Jim Fisk, a.k.a. the Jimmy, and some of his gang from the Smoking Down the Highway event. This is a very cool event. It comes up the first part of August, and you're going to find this really cool, what these guys have done. Really cool. Anyway, so let's get started here. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing good, JT. Glad to be here talking to you about barbecue and all things that go with it.
All things that go with it. I know you'd like to skip to the beer part, but we're not going to do that just yet.
A little early.
You spent some time in Texas.
Yes, sir.
A little bit. You don't have to do the sir thing here with me. Before we start talking about particular products and things, what's the biggest difference between barbecue in your mind? The barbecue in Texas and the barbecue here in the Northwest.
Well, in Texas, you know, there's not a whole lot to do other than slap dominoes and toss horseshoes and drink beer and barbecue. So you get pretty good at all four of them. But it's a way of life. And, you know, I can literally say I have not used my oven in my house except maybe to heat up some pizza. So it's just, you know, loving to cook anything outside. And Slow and Low is always popular down in Texas, as you know, and
right.
I just have the same fondness of barbecue that you do.
Yeah, it's, well, it is kind of a lifestyle in a way, and that's
absolutely
what we're kind of bringing that out in this show over a period of time. But the weekend grillers, the once a week grillers, the propane only grillers, there's nothing wrong with that. That's absolutely fine. I think it's great. But people that take it a little more seriously and turn it into a bit of a craft, if you will, mm-hmm. That's kind of that Texas, some of that Memphis, some of that Kansas City, some of that stuff's all kind of worked in there.
Oh yeah, it's not just a weekend event. It's more of it's almost a romance with being outside and cooking for your friends and family and
right.
Really enjoying it.
Now, different styles of barbecue, low and slow. Again, what we just rattled off there a couple minutes ago. That means a difference in the smokers and the type of equipment they use. Now you sell these things to the public and commercially.
Mm-hmm.
You sell some smokers, you sell some grills. We can talk about those. But what should people be looking for when they go out and they really, you know, if they're not hardcore guys like we are, what should they be looking for in a grill?
Well, I think the most important thing to look for in a grill is American made. To be quite honest, American made things do a number of benefits for you. First of all, the performance is better. The longevity of the product's better, the look's better, which just is aesthetics, and we keep American money in our country, which is my favorite part, to be quite
honest.
There
you go. There you go. Hardwood, softwoods, you got a favorite that you like to use?
Hardwood charcoal is my favorite.
Yeah.
And as you know, I have a Primo, and that's a ceramic smoker,
mm-hmm.
and they have their own kind of hardwood charcoal, and it just gives it a nice, clean taste, as you can attest to.
Oh, sure. Why is it that sometimes people get that? I mean, unless they're just got a double dose of the dumbs. It's not what I usually say, but I cut that last part off. You know, I go to people's homes sometimes and they're barbecuing and they're doing it over charcoal, which is perfectly fine.
Sure.
And but you get that residue, that lighter fluid, kind of nasty, icky, make you want to puke.
Right, so. Right. Yeah, what we recommend is match light sticks. So you just light one of those and throw it into,
right,
whether it be the charcoal or the hardwood charcoal, and it'll light pretty fast. You know, give it 5 minutes.
Sure. Yeah, I've been there where I've actually seen them with the jug of Kingsford, you know, Go Juice, firing it down through the grate, and you know, then about 2 minutes later, they're putting a steak or a burger on there. You go, I'll pass.
Yeah,
you
know? Ruins a great meal real fast.
Yeah, real fast. The advances in technology have been remarkable, just in the last, say, 10 years in in barbecuing and grilling. Tell us from your perspective, as somebody who makes their living selling these products, how that has affected things and what's the benefits of that.
Well, all gas grills kind of have the same, you know, technology, so to speak. Some are made better than others. Infrared technology has really taken a sharp turn. A company called Tech, and they're American-made out of South Carolina, they're 100% infrared.
Mm-hmm.
And they can ramp up to 800 degrees in about 5 to 8 minutes, and they go as low as 200 degrees. And so that's one of the breakaway technologies that is really becoming popular right now. The other companies, you know, like I said, there's different levels of products that they have, but they all do a pretty good job. And they use a thing called 304 stainless steel on the good ones too, mm-hmm, which make it last. But don't think you can get away with not cleaning it though. You got to clean stainless steel regardless.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You just do.
Yeah,
from personal experience, you just do.
Yeah, I get people saying, "Hey, I thought this wasn't supposed to rust or whatever." You know, it gets stains on it, and you know, there's little imperfections that happen from time to time. So maintenance, sure, is required.
Sure. What do you think? Stainless steel is the best grilling surface?
It's definitely the most popular out there. You know, my ceramic smoker, the Primo, I enjoy a lot. And then there's Evo, which is actually out of Beaverton that I carry.
Mm-hmm.
That's called Social Cooking, which has a cooktop, and you know, it's surrounded by stainless. But that's a very popular product with my customers. They have a lot of fun cooking with it. Everyone can cook on it and get away with it, and without messing up.
I want to tell you something here, and folks out there, when I built when we had the ranch, I built an 8-bay barbecue out of cinder blocks and divided it, and
mm-hmm,
sand and rocks, and I, you know, ventilation, and one was for gas, and it was really cool. You know what I used for a grate on that? Stainless steel catwalk. I went to no, it's true. I got it out of the some manufacturing plant had closed down, and somebody had scrapped it, and I was at the scrapyard one day, and they had this 3.5 foot wide, and it was like 8 feet long piece of mesh catwalk, and it just rolls up, and it just unrolls like that. And I put that, I built that barbecue, one spot of it, one part of it, to fit that piece of stainless steel grating. I still have the grating. I've sold the ranch long ago, you know, like that. But that was the absolute best thing to cook on like that, because when you took it off, I just pressure washed it off, rolled it back up, put it in the cabin down there, and it was great.
Yeah, you know, down in Brazos County, Texas, where I'm from, you would not believe how people build barbecues. They'll take oil drums, they'll take just scrap metal, and you know what, it helps to cook with better materials, but sometimes there's a better way of, or not a better way of doing it. Just, you know how to barbecue and throw it on and cook it and eat it.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I've shared that little bit of JT history there with a number of people, and I, you know, and they'll say, I went to the scrapyard, but it's really hard to find that piece of, you know, rolled up catwalk.
Right.
It's a word, because I don't know, it came out of some high tech, you know, manufacturing plant,
right,
a long time ago. Well, it's pretty good. In the advances in technology, one of the things I think people complain about the most, and it's been my experience too, is that the thermostats, the thermometers, wear out on these grills,
mm-hmm,
a lot. You know, even though they're made of stainless and they're made of, you know, really high tempered glass on the outside and that, they get a lot of use. They're exposed to the weather all year long.
Correct.
Versus the interior part. Any recommendations real quick before we go to break on those?
Well, you know, you need to test it out every once in a while. There's some handheld thermometers you can also buy where you can just lift the lid up real quick and put it on over the grates and get what the temperature is. Also, what people don't understand is a lot of thermometers on my grills are actually adjustable. So you can lift up the hood and use the screw in back and adjust it, because at different levels of atmosphere, you get different temperatures.
Sure.
So it's not consistent all the time.
It's kind of like riding in your car. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation, and we will be back with our guest, Andy Black. And don't forget, we have got the gang from Smoking Down the Highway coming up pretty soon. Don't go away. KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT. It's the middle of summer. Get your grilling head on straight, so to speak, today. I want to say hi to a couple of our affiliates here, KACI and the Dalles. Howdy over there. You guys are finally cooling off a little bit, too. At least I hope so. And KFLS in Klamath Falls. Say hi to you guys down there, too. It gets warm down there. Before we jump back here with Andy Black, I want to tell you something. About the 10th annual Portland G-Man Golf Shootout. We've talked about this before. Coming up the 1st of September over at the Reserve. And this benefit tournament supports the widows or widowers and children of agents that have either died or been killed in the line of duty working for the FBI. So it's a very cool tournament. I'm going to post it on the blog here on the KXL website, on, you know, Barbecue Nation page, and also the Cowboy Cook there, so you can find out how to go play in that tournament.
Yeah, Jeff and I played in that last year and had a great time, and it goes for a great cause.
Yeah, it really
does. I can attest to that.
It really does. It really does. Anything I can ever do for those folks like that. Mm-hmm. They catch a lot of heat, no pun intended, because we're on a barbecue show, but I think they do a great job.
Yeah, and you said last year that's the safest tournament this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah, you got 44 guys with Glocks, so you're nobody, no terrorist at, there, really. Also, I can recommend, if you go to the Washington Times, look up an article by Richard Berman called "Manufacturing a Food Scare." Manufacturing a Food Scare. Now, I'll put this on the website too. It was posted yesterday, the 9th, or 2 days ago, I guess, the 9th. It's about, you know, we had the big thing about the antibiotics and all that stuff. And, of course, Oregon passed a law immediately about antibiotics in animals. And this explains it very well, and explains why some of the antibiotics work in people and some don't, and how some of the people in the food industry took advantage of this to kind of further their cause. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But Washington Times, Richard Berman, Manufacturing a Food Scare. Back to Andy Black here. Should people, when they're buying grills, should they consider a disposable grill a cheap one? I mean, I know you sell the high-end stuff, but, you know, a budget's important, too.
Yeah, I think you need to, you know, remain on budget. But what I find with the grills that I sell, you know, people say, well, I don't grill that much. Well, they never really had a good grill to grill with. And mm-hmm. So when they get a better grill, they have a better outcome. And they use it more. But, you know, there's two ways to go with anything out there. You can buy cheap and it goes away and doesn't do a very good job. Or you can put a little more money and effort into it and enjoy it for a longer period of time and have a better produced outcome.
I think that's, you know, that's tough for people because, like you say, if they don't grill a lot, and whether it's propane or whether it's charcoal, doesn't matter. You know, if they buy the inexpensive ones, you can always go with the old Weber Dome. They're not much money, and if you're only going to barbecue 4 or 5 times a year and put it in the shop when you're done, more power to you.
I used a Weber for 10 years.
Yeah.
It's a fine company, and you know, for the price and what you get out of it, you really can't go wrong with a Weber. I think they're the most popular grill in the world.
Probably. And they're the most easily accessible.
Absolutely.
You know, you can buy them about anywhere. No, but I think that's, you know, if you're going to get serious about grilling and smoking and barbecuing and all that, I think then you need to kind of look at stepping up a little bit. You don't have to go for a $6,000 model, but, you know, get up there with they vary in price from anywhere from $600 to $2,000 or $3,000.
Well, what I like, Jeff, is the grills that I carry, they're American made, of course, but it's kind of like Honda and Acura. You know, there's a top tier grill, like the $6,000 grill, but the same company in the same factory with the same technicians put together a Honda, and it might be $2,200 or $2,000. So there's always an option there, and I always pitch the higher end one, of course.
Sure.
But, people kind of, back off and you see a little sweat on their brow, you go, hey, look, let's back it up a little bit and step down to something like the Delta Heat.
That's an interesting grill, the one that I was at your showroom a couple times and you let me use one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one that had charcoal on one side and propane on the other.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of a kick to do that with that one. I could see a lot of possibilities. I only got to spend about an hour messing around with it, but It was really fun because I could keep them kind of, like you say, low and slow on one side. And then when I was doing vegetables on the other side, I could get right after it with the propane. And then everything came out at the same time. That was kind of cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. I think when you are looking at this also, you've got to look at what type of grill to get, if you will. Where are you going to put it? How are you going to use it outside? I mean, if you've got a covered patio and you can keep it, safe and clean and warm during the winter or whatever, we use them all year long, like you said.
Right.
But a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't have time, or they don't take the time to grill like during the winter time. So my recommendation there is make sure you get something pretty sturdy also.
Absolutely.
As sturdy as you can on that.
We do a lot of designs where we actually design them into an island. So we have the ability to, where they're fortified in an aluminum frame.
Yeah. Do barbecues come with a warranty out of your shop?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you buy from an authorized dealer, they all have warranty. And some companies are better at handling the warranty issues. The way I have our business model set up is we carry great products that are American made, and we want you to have a great experience. That's before, during, and especially after when you have a problem.
Right.
So the companies that we carry generally will have a technician out to your house within 24 hours. If there is
excellent.
An issue, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's not you, though.
No, you wouldn't want me fixing your grill. It'd never work again.
No, I know that for a fact. But if you got beer, he might come visit.
There you go.
I'll
take a look.
You take a look.
Diagnostics.
Okay. Gosh, excuse me. Did you see, this is a little off the track here, my wife sent me a link on Facebook last night, and there was a thing from BuzzFeed Food Videos, the bacon-wrapped grilled cheese sandwich. Did you see that? You would love this.
You could wrap anything in bacon, it tastes good, but no, I haven't seen that
old
one.
Tennis shoes, yeah. No, the guy made what he did is he took, it almost took a pound of bacon. He laid it out and he kind of went crossways, wrapped it over this, cheese in the sandwich, the bread are already in the middle.
Right.
And then he made another layer on the other side, and then he grilled it both sides like that. I mean, if you're planning for a heart attack in the next 20 minutes, that would be the way to do it, because you'd know you'd go out happy.
I'm willing and able.
Okay.
Bring it on.
We're going to be back with Barbecue Nation, and the guys from Smoking Down the Highway are coming up next, along with Andy Black. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Barbecue Nation with JT on the, we're on some radio network, aren't we, Court?
Radio Northwest.
There you go. See, I knew he'd know that answer.
You made me stop and pause there for
a minute.
I know,
I got you.
Yeah.
We've got Andy Black in the studio, but now we've got some special guests joining us from down in the valley. They are the guys from Smoking Down the Highway. How's that? Did I say that right?
That's perfect.
How are you? We're tired. Well, let me tell you who you are. We've got Jimmy and we've got Dave, I think. Do we?
Yes, we do.
And we've got Nick. Do we have Nick with us today?
No,
or
we
Greg?
Have Greg.
We have Greg.
I'm
okay.
Able to make it.
Sorry. Okay. There's too many of you. Smoking Down the Highway has caught my attention, not only because Jimmy sent me an email about it, but they support veterans. And I'm a big supporter of veterans like that. And the department the DAV transportation system currently has 22 vehicles throughout the state, and they need some more volunteer drivers. But let me tell you what these guys have done in the past year, the DAV, and with the help of these guys here. This is all benefiting the veterans, this whole thing. Volunteer hours, 43,817. The volunteers drove 937 miles, 937,748 miles, and they transported 45,552 veterans, getting them to their appointments, their doctor's appointments, whatever. I think that is absolutely terrific. So, guys, before we start, that is to be commended. You're to be commended on that. That's helping.
Thank you. That's a great program. And we've just, I believe, was it Dave that followed that up and found that to be the way we should go?
Well, I think it was an effort basically between Greg and I. We looked to see where our dollars would make the most difference. We looked at some large national programs and felt that, at least for this year on our scale, we probably wouldn't make much of a dent in Wounded Warriors or something of that nature, even though they're fantastic organizations. We looked locally to see where our dollars would make the most good, and I think we've landed on a really worthwhile program there with the veterans group that provides transportation.
That's excellent. Now, the event is August 1st and 2nd. You've got concerts, car shows, grilling contests, disc golf, and some stuff for the kids. But in the grilling contest, now, are any of you guys participating in those? Because I know in your bio, some of you are, you know, jump into the barbecue pit, so to speak, once in a while.
Well, I think we'd all love to actually be there barbecuing at this point. It's been a heck of a year. A lot of us have put in a whole bunch of work on this. Unfortunately, the fact that we're sitting on the board and we're making this thing happen, we wouldn't be right if we were there cooking.
Yeah, I'll be the judge of that. So this all started at the suggestion of a city council member, is that correct?
As a matter of fact, we were in the Ace Hardware store at Staten, where I work part-time, and we were discussing the previous night's Pitmaster show. And one of the councilmen looked at me and said, well, why don't you put on a barbecue contest? And without giving it too much thought, I said, oh, sure, I can do that. And a year later, I kind of wonder if that was the right thing to say at the time with the amount of work we've put in since. But that's how it all started, and with a lot of help of fantastic local people, a lot of direction on how to get started, and then forming the board and having some really great board members, it's come really into a fruition of a fantastic celebration that's going to give a lot of entertainment to a lot of people and benefit some really great organizations.
Now, at the barbecue contest, because this is a barbecue show, so we kind of have to stick with that for just a minute here, that's open. Anybody can come participate. I mean, you got to pay an entry fee, and you should pre-enter, I'm assuming, but is that open to any skill level? You've got amateur and the pros.
Yeah, we actually have three different levels of cooking. One is the Professional Northwest Barbecue Association teams, and they're cooking the international standards of meat. So they cook brisket, pork butt, chicken, and ribs. And that is open to any and all comers. You don't have to be a member of Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. You can be anybody that's, you know, anywhere in this, you know, country, because mm-hmm. we have people come from Alaska, Canada, Washington, Idaho, Montana. So anybody that wants to pony up the entry fee to cook can come in. They're competing for $7,500 in prize money. And the recognition of being a grand champion or a regional grand champion. The nice part about the sanctioning by PNWBA and also by being a State of Oregon Barbecue Championship is you can win entry into Kansas City Barbecue Society and also the Jack Daniels Championship
right.
By becoming a grand champion for that event. So that is what a lot of these folks are out there doing, is putting in their entry to become a grand champion and then move on to, you know, other contests throughout the country. But we wanted to do more than just invite the professionals out. We wanted to give the locals in the community an opportunity to show us and showcase their barbecue skills. And so we decided we'd come up with a couple categories for both youth and adult amateur. And so Ace Hardware in Staten has donated a number of Smokey Joe grills. We got Kingsford Charcoal out of Eugene that donated charcoal. And we are providing all the cooking material necessary for the youth and the adults to cook at our championship. So we'll have kids that are 6 to 10 years old, and they'll be cooking hamburger. That's been provided by H&K Meats out of Jefferson. So those youth will be cooking and turning in 3 samples, a little bit different than the professionals that turn in 6. But we'll be judging them on a similar scale that the professionals judge at. Then we also have a youth category for 11 to 15-year-olds, and we'll be giving them a 3-pound boneless pork loin to cut up and cook into chops. And that meat is also provided by H&K Meats out of Jefferson. For the adult category, anybody over 15 years of age can compete, and they will be cooking 2 categories of meat. They'll be cooking St. Louis-style pork ribs, and they'll be cooking chicken thighs. The St. Louis-style pork ribs are donated by Gene's Meat Market in Mahama, which is a great local meat market. And then Foster Farms is donating the chicken thighs. So the adult amateurs will have to bring their own barbecue. So whatever they cook on, whatever their pit is, whatever they choose to cook on, they will bring in to our barbecue grounds, and we will distribute the meat, and they will be cooking all day and then turning in their meat.
Now, did you say 15 or 50, the age requirement there?
15. So we got 6 to 10 cooking hamburger, 11 to 15 cooking the boneless pork loin.
Okay.
Anyone over 15 is in the adult amateur club.
Well, and I was looking at Andy here, and when he said over 50, he about fell out of his chair. So, you know, I was just curious about that.
One of the things that we wanted to do, Jeff, is we wanted to start kids out, you know, in a basically friendly environment. We're going to have a lot of the professionals that do this as a circuit, coming out and mentoring these youth and giving them tips on how to cook and different spices and rubs and sauces and, you know, just give them a real positive environment in which to cook in. And, you know, I know for myself, you know, I love having my kids cook for me. That allows me to kick back and enjoy and not have to spend all day or, you know, however long it takes to prepare a meal. So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a real enjoyable thing for a lot of people to watch.
I don't get that. You, Andy, I don't get people preparing me meals. I do all the preparing.
That's how it ends up in my place.
I know. Last night, real quickly, last night we were outside working because the weather's finally breaking, cooling off here. So I was out in the garden doing stuff. And my wife and my mother-in-law, who is there right now, were sitting on the back deck watching me. And it's like, yeah, well, what's for dinner? I don't know. The kitchen's in there. I'm busy, you know. So that didn't work out so well, but, you know, I think I made my point like that.
Well, when your wife buys you a barbecue every couple of months, I guess you should get the hint that you're going to be cooking a lot.
Yeah, yeah, I think you should be too. What's been the greatest response as far as the public, not your sponsors and stuff, but your public so far? I mean, the event hasn't happened yet, so I get that, but has the public really jumped in behind you on this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've been out promoting it over the last 11 months, but more recently we were out over the 4th of July weekend at the Volcano Stadium where they did a big veterans tribute. And so we had an awareness booth there to let people know about our barbecue and about our opening ceremonies with a tribute to veterans that's going to happen on Saturday from 10:30 to 11.
Excellent. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back with Barbecue Nation in just a second. Don't go away. Barbecue Nation here on KXL and the Radio Northwest Network. I'm JT. It is the middle of summer. I like saying that. It's the middle of summer. Sort of, because, well, summer really starts in June 22nd, but we're in the middle of July now, but it seems like the middle of summer. Anyway, you know, Andy Black is with us from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest and the gang, the Jimmy. Someday you're going to tell me that story, I promise. The guys from smoking down the highway. And that event is coming up on August 1st and 2nd. And I really want everybody to go to that. You know, because we've got great things. I think these guys are doing some great things with this. I really do.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we were talking before we went to break, and I'm sorry I had to kind of cut you off there, about the support of people, the local people, and the general public for this event.
Yeah, and we had a lot of response when we were out at the Volcano Stadium during their Veterans Tribute, and they appreciate the fact that we are helping kind of make the community aware of nonprofit groups out in their community that they may not know anything about. So whether it's Disabled American Veterans or the Paralyzed Veterans or any other of these recognized groups, that they need help. These people serve their country for us, and that we should do what we can to help them. So the fact that we're putting on a barbecue event that's going to be allowing them to receive some donations and also receive some awareness from the community is great. And we have a number of them are asking how they can volunteer and help us do that. Last night at the Marion County Fair, people dropped by the booth and just are excited about barbecuing, excited about, you know, being able to claim the bragging rights. And the kids love to barbecue. A lot of 4-H kids out at their Marion County Fair, and they all love to barbecue. So they're signing up to join that competition.
There you go. Okay, well, now it is time for our they got a little echo in the background there, I think. It's the lightning round. And each one of you will get at least one question in the next 4 minutes, and then you can give the audience your answer. Okay? Andy. Anything you will or cannot grill besides Jell-O?
Cake.
You can make cake in a smoker.
I wouldn't.
Well, you can. That's
pretty hard to do butter.
That's pretty hard to do butter. Okay. All right. marinade or no marinade? Greg.
I love to marinade. I marinate just about everything that I cook.
Okay. Dave, with or without booze?
Depends upon the recipe. Some of the things I do definitely calls for wine or bourbon.
That a boy. Jimmy, what would be the best day for you? What activities would that contain?
Well, that would contain me and my favorite charcoal barbecue grill, about 6 racks of ribs. And I'm sure there might be 1 or 2 adult beverages in there.
Maybe.
Yeah, my wife and hanging out with the grandkids.
There you go. Andy, what is one thing you wished you had never eaten?
Liver.
You don't like liver?
Hate it. My mom forced me to eat it when I was a child. Can't stand it.
I had a friend that always said liver tastes like dirt. I happen to like liver, but, you know.
You whoever. Like everything.
Okay, Jimmy, because you won't answer the other question. Boxers or briefs?
Briefs.
Okay. Steve Reichlin said neither. So there you go. You're in good company there. Greg, who would you like to have cook for you if you had a choice? Anybody in the world?
Wow. Mo Kaysen.
Okay. Dave, if you were czar of barbecue for 1 week, what would you decree?
National Rib Week.
We have that already.
Oh.
Actually, it's Rib Month, I think, but.
Oh, that's even better.
There you go.
Wow. Then I would probably have to go with, how about Brisket Week?
Okay. We'll work on that for you. Andy, you get the last question today. What is your best advice for backyard grillers or smokers or barbecuers, whatever you want to say?
Just have fun doing it with your friends and family. You know, get some music going and get something slow and low so it takes a little bit of time. And, you know, pop a couple beers and just enjoy the day.
You need to listen to Foghat Slow Ride or something, or can you get the music up a little more?
You got a camera at my house or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys, that's it for the lightning round. We're wrapping up this week's edition of Barbecue Nation. I'd like to thank my guest Andy Black from Outdoor Kitchens Northwest and Dave Edwards and James Fisk. And where'd you go? Greg Atkin. Did I say that right, Atkin?
There you go.
There you go. From Smoking Down the Highway. That is August 1st and 2nd down at Sublimity. I'll post the links and stuff on the website. Thank all of you guys for being on the show today. I really appreciate it. And until next week, everybody, keep your hands out of the fire and have fun. See you then.
Thanks, JP.
Thank you.
Tomorrow's gonna be better.